Tyrone will face a new look Monaghan at Hayley Park on Sunday in the Ulster Senior Football Championship. The Oriel County are certainly in transition at the moment. They were relegated from Division 1 of the National Football League, but have, says Tyrone forward Stephen O'Neill, played a higher grade of football this year, and that will certainly be benefit to them.
I'm sure it'll stand the Monaghan, you know, having played, you know, the top 5-6 teams in Ireland, so we're going to be up against it. We're going to be a very, very organised team, and a team that's been going well and working hard over this last, you know, number of months and making progress. So we'll hopefully be well enough prepared for them.
Despite issues surrounding the absence of several key personnel from Eamon McEnany's squad, Tyrone should still face a difficult obstacle. Revenge for last year's Ulster final? Well, perhaps not quite, says Tyrone boss Mickey Hart.
Revenge mightn't be the thought on their mind. It'll be getting through the first round of the Ulster Championship. I suppose to come into our backyard and beat us would be a nice thing to do for them. I suppose people really don't react to revenge at this stage, and there's a new manager, a new management set up in there, so maybe some of the players will feel like it's time for redemption of some kind or other. But no, I just think it's every year's a new year, and Monaghan, I suppose, will believe that if they could come to Oma and get a result, and probably people looking at it would say that's the best time to get the inverted commas champions, get them in the first round. They're probably most vulnerable. Nobody knows what their form's going to be in the first round of the championship, so that is the day when things can happen. And you know, I'd say that's the way Monaghan will be looking at it. If there's a day to get Tyrone, maybe the first day is as good as any.
Monaghan have new faces, so too have Tyrone, and some of them, including Neil McKenna, says Kevin Hughes, are really staking a claim.
He can also jump the highest as well. He's very hard to jump again, you know, and he gets going. He's very strong as well, same with Aidan Cassidy there and Colley Kavanagh, who are all pushing the players from midfield. But it's good for you, especially as you get older, because it keeps you on your toes. You know, if you slack and if you start playing poorly, you know, you're on the bench and that's it.
Tyrone, over the years, have continually set targets for themselves. 2011 will see Tyrone aiming for 3 in a row of Ulster titles. First of all, though, says Hart, it's all about getting past the first round.
Well, a first round victory would be the only thing that I can think of at the moment. I mean, and that's not being smart. That's the fact of the matter. If we were to think about a hat-trick of Anglo Celts at this stage, well, we surely wouldn't get it. What we have to think about is getting out of Oma having defeated Monaghan. If we can handle that, then we'll know what the next challenge will pose for us. And, you know, if we take these things one step at a time and do it well, then everything's possible. But at the minute, the only thing that we need to concern ourselves with is getting to a semi-final. And if we can do that, then there'll be lots of people very happy.
Tyrone have been boosted by news that Brian Duher is going well in training. His influence and the influence of players such as Philip Jordan is vital, says veterans Conor Gormley and Stephen O'Neill.
Aye, he's playing well for the club, and he's always in good shape. He always looks after himself, and you know, he's a big plus for us to have him this year, because you know, his leadership skills and what he brings to Tyrone on the pitch is just second to none.
Aye, definitely very important to Philly back. You want all your main players there, and Philly's definitely one of them. He's proved down 2 years what he can do for Tyrone, an exceptional player. He can get forward and take a score as well, plus at the main thing, I think, I know he gets back and helps out the defence, was very important, and great to have him there. Likes to do her come back as well, big boost, so likes to have them men, plenty of experience, and it's good to have all them men available and injury free, which is important as well.
Another man free from injury this year is Kevin Hughes. He had an absolutely superb National League campaign.
Sort of got through in there in the Donegal in the McKenna Cup. You know, I was hoping for maybe a bit of a rest in McKenna Cup, but then just the way injuries and that worked out, things went well, you know, and so that gives you a bit of an incentive as well once you have a good game to try and push on and keep your position in the team and not have to drop out and then fight for it again. It's better when you get in there to start to try and hold on to it.
And the big Kalisha man has also been among the scorers.
Well, I have, you know, but, as I say, the club's in junior football now, so the opposition maybe wouldn't be the best. I'd say the same was for the Antrim game, the first half, as Martin Cab McGrory, he scored 2 points as well, so it was maybe a bit of the two of us in part not tracking back as much as we should have, but it's nice to get on the scoreboard, you know. I always try to get into the best positions and try and support the forward line when I can, so it's nice to grab a score here and there, but ultimately it's not all we're trying to do.
Hughes relishing the challenge there on Sunday against the Clergan. Always a keen battle between him and the Monaghan captain. Forward Stephen O'Neill is also looking forward to the challenge of Monaghan this weekend. He comes to Hayley Park injury free.
I know I've been sidelined for a good bit of it, but the injuries like picked up more than anything while serious. So you know, you see light at the end of the tunnel, like, and it was there was progress there. So it was happy enough, like. But after I got playing two or three games, so I was happy enough. And as I said, like the five or six club games definitely helped bring everything on, like, you know, for me in my own case.
Monaghan boss Eamon McEnany, though, expects his side to serve up a real challenge to the Ulster champions, despite the absence of several experienced heads.
We're certainly looking forward to the challenge, and it is going to be a huge challenge. I think everybody's aware of that, and Tyrone, current Ulster champions. And all we're looking for on the day is that, you know, there's honesty and hard work, and that boys fight for everything and make sure that, you know, coming off the pitch, that we have given our all. And if we do, I think that'll be good enough. I think everybody would be honest and say that, you know, it is a team in transition. It is a team that, you know, has had to have a lot of changes, you know, for various reasons, for emigration, for guys retiring, injury, etc. So we're very happy that the day is drawing close, and I think we've made progress, and I think we will make progress over the next 12 months. And this is a journey for the players, and the challenge of playing against Tyrone is a huge one. And certainly the time that we've spent so far, I think, has shown us that, you know, there is the talent there. We just have to work on, you know, getting them the experience, and this is part of the process. I'm very happy with the lads that I have, in the sense that, you know, they're very committed, great players to work with, and a pleasure to work with, and they're giving their all at the minute to try and improve. And, you know, all I ask of them is that they go out onto the pitch and they give it 100% for 70 minutes and stick to our game plan and stick to what we have to do. And if they do that, they can't be any more asked of them. And, you know, I think that's what Monaghan people want to see.